Well, this seems the perfect time to bring up this question from Vera for you, Amy, because we're talking about ice and very cold things. And she says, why do we get brain freeze when we eat something or drink something very, very cold? This is this horrible, unpleasant symptom when you have this splitting headache for a fraction of a second after eating things. Why does this happen?
Oh, yeah, brain freeze. I know that well. So when you're eating a delicious ice cream or drinking something really cold, you are rapidly changing the temperature of the blood vessels that are close to the surface of your skin and your mouth, because the blood's really near the surface of the skin. It responds to temperature real quickly, which is why we take people's temperatures under the tongue. So once, when you change the temperature of the in some areas of the blood is on its way to the brain. And the brain doesn't have pain receptors as such, but the outer covering of the brain does.
The meninges.
That's right. You've been doing your homework, Chris. So when this cold blood reaches the arteries at the entrance to the brain, the arteries don't like it and they start contracting and dilating, and the nerves around the arteries pick this up, and our body interprets that as pain. And it's a bit of a protective mechanism to say, stop, don't do this. You know, we're a human body, we don't like sudden changes in temperature.
Yeah. Super. So basically, I put something cold in my mouth, I cool down my mouth, which interprets the localized cooling as a, oh, my head must be too cold.
Yes, exactly.
And that causes a rebound opening up of these arteries supplying my brain, because it thinks my brain is now too cold and needs more hot blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that dilatation of the arteries is painful, and I get that headache for a bit.
Yeah.
Super. Well, now I feel much better for that. I
mean, yeah.
So there's nothing I can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it except maybe, cool it with the ice cream. But if it makes you feel any better, this phenomenon's also been reported in pets. So cats and dogs also get brain freeze. Have you been on YouTube recently?
Well, do you know, someone actually said, you know, what would be the hardest question the hardest thing you'd have to explain about the modern world to someone who was from 50 years ago who saw how we
yes.
live? And the person said, well, I think the hardest thing to explain is how we have access to this amazing thing called the internet, which has all of the information that mankind has ever generated on it, and we use it 90% of the time to share pictures of cats and kittens.
Oh, yeah.
But so go on, explain. How do we know that a cat and a dog has brain freeze then? I'm intrigued.
Oh, maybe it's my bias from viewing this entertainingly adorable cat video.
So let me just get this straight. This is a scientific study done by you
yes.
looking at YouTube videos of cats and dogs. So you're saying it's shaky evidence, but there might be some evidence that animals experience this phenomenon.
Yes.